We will go ahead and call the Monday, April 5th, 2021 meeting to order. First, we have a public hearing for Resolution 2021-01, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fredericksburg, amending Section C11-1 of the Fredericksburg Town Charter to permit the town to place a lien on personal property within the corporate limits of the town as a result of unpaid personal property taxes. So is there, can I get a motion to open the public hearing, please?
I make a motion that we open the public hearing for Resolution 2021-01.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Are there any public comments? You guys would unmute yourself, say your name, and announce who you are. Okay. Hearing none, can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close it.
Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Perfect. Okay, so let's see. We have the Pledge of Allegiance. You can do the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next we have the approval of the previous minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? And if so, is there a motion to approve the minutes as distributed?
Make a motion we approve the previous month's minutes.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion passes. Next, we have the introduction of our new police officer. Chief, you would do the honors,
great,
please.
Great, Madam Mayor, members of council, and I wanted to thank town manager. He carved out some time for us to come in here tonight so that we can make proper introductions. The latest member to the department is Sam Farrakane. Sam comes to us via Annapolis PD, where he was there for about 7 years. He and his wife have migrated to the shore, and they live in Caroline County, and they were looking for a place that would be a little bit closer to home where he could spread out his roots and he could enjoy life working for a better department.
Exactly.
So quite frankly, it's Sam's hiring brings us back to full strength. We were down for about 2 months, and we had multiple applicants put in that were certified. We're beginning to draw now if we do have an opening, which is great. And I just want to credit that to the whole program that we've been working on together for the last couple of years has brought this about, where you're getting quality people. Sam has over 15 years experience, not only in Maryland, but also in Ohio. He has a great resume from him as far as doing drug work as a patrol officer, a lot of uniform work in that kind of posturing. His first 3 days here, he made a CDS distribution arrest in the parking lot at Royal Farms, just on observations and what he saw in the vehicle. And that's what we're getting when we go the extra mile and we invest in people that have a wealth of experience and they come right on board. He's undergoing his mandatory field training right now to coordinate orient with Fredericksburg PD, and Sergeant McNeil's taking care of that. And we're looking for great things from Sam, and he is, I'm sure he's glad to be here and a relief off his mind to join the department. And his wife, Jen, is we've met her. She's come in a couple times and actually brought lunch for the fellows the other day. It's just a great family. They're glad to be a part of us, and honestly, we're glad that they're willing to work here. So we thank him for that.
Well, thank you. We're happy to have you, and Chief has done a great job getting everything in order over there and making sure that we get the best people to serve the citizens of Fredericksburg. And we're happy to have you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You'll find
for sure.
This is a good family, and everybody takes care of everybody. And
just what I want.
Yeah.
Just what I need.
Well,
so
good.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Thank you.
For sure.
We'll see you around, hopefully just enough. Social clown. Hopefully, as you drive by, I'll wave.
Right. Carefully note all the faces. Experience.
Noted.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chief.
I'll leave on a high note before anything new.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll did you let Officer McNeil know about the?
Yes, and they're going to be perusing that tonight and all this week. So if anybody decides to try and hide out in there, then they will be arrested.
They're
going to
need a screw gun and.
Yeah, well, you know.
You never know. They might use
creative.
A pry bar. Oh, I know. I'll let you know.
We'll take care of it.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Be safe.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have Resolution 2021-01. This is the one that we have a public hearing on. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of Federsburg amending Section C-11-1 of Federsburg Town Charter to permit the town to place a lien on personal property within the corporate limits of the town as a result of any unpaid personal property taxes. Lindsay?
So we kind of did an overview of this at the March meeting, the regular March meeting, where you all introduced this, and it's been advertised in the paper. This simple amendment allows you to place a lien for unpaid personal property taxes. Your charter right now allows you to place a lien for unpaid taxes, but not for personal property. So any, especially businesses within town that have personal property within the town of Federsburg, it would allow you to place a lien on that physical property for unpaid taxes. And we've had this issue over the last few years where we haven't been able to collect, so this should help out with that. Because there's really no other penalty to apply against those individuals who are not paying. So.
Does anybody have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Seeing none, can I get a motion to approve Resolution 2021-01?
Make a motion we approve Resolution 2020-01.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Do you want to make a statement before I get into the ordinances?
Yep. So the next one, two, three, four, five ordinances, these all stem out of the International Codes Council, who you all have been using, and actually every municipality and county that I'm aware of uses. The International Code Council developed model codes and standards used for design, building, compliance, plumbing, property maintenance, all to construct safe, sustainable, affordable, and resilient structures. They provide minimum safeguards for safety and fire prevention. In 2012, the town adopted the 2012 International Energy Code, Building Code, Existing Building Code, Property Maintenance Code, and Residential Code. And in 2017, the town adopted the updated 2015 version of the Energy Code, Building Code, Existing Building, Property Maintenance, and Residential Code. We do this about every 3 to 5 years. We were going to do it last year, but with COVID, everything got screwy, and I'm not even sure they published a 2020. So these next five ordinances each adopt the 2021 versions of those specific codes, and each ordinance has a specific 2021-01 is for one and two family dwellings. 2021-02 is for property maintenance. 2021-03 is for international existing building code. 2021-04 is international building code, which would be for new buildings. 2021-05 is for energy conservation. And again, these are already in place. What these ordinances do is give you the most updated version so that John Garlick can go out and, for property maintenance, make sure that he's applying the most up-to-date codes. Make sure all the plumbing codes are up-to-date. Again, it includes your specific amendments, like the town of Federsburg specifies the inches of grass and the inches of weeds that they can be before it's a violation, and that's all included within these ordinances. So it applies to every property within the town of Federsburg.
Okay, All right. So are you going to go after each one now since you said that one, or do you need to?
I don't think I need to unless okay. you, I mean, so each, yeah, each ordinance, it really just adopts exactly what you have in place right now. The important thing about the ordinances is that they specify anything that might be different for the town of Federalsburg as opposed to what's in the existing code. So each one establishes Federalsburg's Board of Appeals, your appeal period, the specific notices of violation that you have to give, you have to send the letter. Other than that, it's just the standard.
Whatever code.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so we'll go ahead and start with the introduction of Ordinance 2021-01, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Federalsburg to adopt the 2021 edition of the International Building Code for one- and two-family dwellings as modified by the Maryland Building Performance Standards and as further amended by this ordinance as the Residential Code of the Town of Federalsburg and repealing all ordinances inconsistent herewith. So is there a motion to introduce Ordinance 2020-01 and schedule it for public hearing on May 3rd, 2021?
I make a motion that we introduce Ordinance 2021-01 and schedule the public hearing for May 3rd. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, May let 3rd. Me double check that that's actually the right day. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's not a holiday, right? I don't
no.
have any holidays then. Okay. I always have to chat.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next, we have introduction of Ordinance Number 2021-02, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Federalsburg to adopt the 2021 edition of the International Property Maintenance Code as amendments by this ordinance as the Property Maintenance Code for the Town of Federalsburg. And repealing all ordinances in conflict herewith. Can I get a motion to introduce Ordinance 2021-02 and schedule for public hearing on May 3rd, 2021?
Make a motion we introduce Ordinance Number 2020-02.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is introduction for Ordinance 2021-03, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Federalsburg to adopt the 2021 edition of the International Existing Building Code as amended by this ordinance and the existing building code of the Town of Federalsburg and repealing all ordinances in conflict herewith. Can I get a motion to introduce Ordinance 2021-03 and schedule for public hearing on May 3rd, 2021, please?
Make a motion we introduce Ordinance 2021-03 with a May 3rd public hearing.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is introduction Ordinance Number 2021-04, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Federalsburg adopting the 2021 edition of the International Building Code as modified by the Maryland Building Performance Standards and as further amended by this ordinance as the building code of the Town of Federalsburg and repealing all ordinances inconsistent herewith.
I make a motion that we introduce Ordinance Number 2021-04 and schedule a public hearing for the ordinance on May 3rd, 2021.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next is introduction of Ordinance Number 2021-05, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Federalsburg adopting the 2021 edition of the International Energy Conservation Code as modified by the Maryland Building Performance Standards and as further amended by this ordinance as the Energy Conservation Code of the Town of Federalsburg and repealing all ordinances in conflict herewith.
Make a motion we introduce Ordinance 2021-05 and schedule it for May 3rd public hearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Have a busy May meeting. Next is removal of certain properties from 2021 tax sale. Larry?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, this is a request to risk remove current properties from listed tax sale. somewhat delinquent because they are vacant properties not serviced by public utilities. We're not talking about vacant houses that are already developed that have infrastructure proximate to their properties. These are a number of properties that are not serviced by a utility line at all, and continue to pay or are assessed the quarterly $32.76 per individual parcel. Staff's not requesting at this time that anything be waived. Staff's not requesting a change in policy, although those are worthwhile to look at, because we do have some lots that are ones that I know for certain is not developable size, and it's being assessed as if it were, and another one is a parking lot. It's possible that these properties could be developed. Well, the parking lot could be, in theory, because of the zoning, but in practicality, no. So I think it's worthwhile at some point to look at other options to assess those properties as far as water and sewer accessibility is concerned, even though they have it or don't have it. This is just to remove these properties from tax sale. They're not developed right now. They're not put anywhere in town on the system right now. And there may be other ways to get what's owed at development time. So staff wants some time to look into other approaches to recover delinquent funds, such as increasing development fees at the time when those properties in development and need to be have water and sewer infrastructure, either put once the property or proximate. So that's what this is a request for, to remove the tax sale listed properties, but not necessarily do anything with change in the policy for right now. Although, again, as I said, that's a worthwhile thing to consider, given the circumstances of some of the properties that which are assessed the vacant lot service fee.
I don't have a problem with it, but just out of curiosity, how many properties are we talking about?
We're talking about a number of them. There's a big delinquent property that, my understanding, has been removed.
We kind of did that out of...
Understood. This is one that's gone to tax sale, I think, about 3 years in a row. And it's never been sold. So the county's removed it from the tax sale. And again, I think that's one of those. It's about 40,000, 30-some thousand, 40,000 delinquency that's basically weird lots and not serviced by anything. That may be developed. We could probably get them in development. This is, I believe, two properties right now listed for tax sale. And one just passed the threshold of $750. So we're not talking about a large delinquency. It's still a delinquency.
So they're paying their property taxes. They just haven't paid that water, the fee, the vacant lot fee, because they have no resources. They aren't using any water, and they don't even have a meter or even a meter close to that property.
That's correct.
Oh, Mayor, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, but I got a phone call from Mr. Haynes Holt. I think he said he talked to you.
He did. That's one of the properties that's the concern. The property that he called about, if there's not even a water meter or getting water to where that property is.
Yeah, it's a farmland.
Yeah, and it's very swampy. So, I mean, that was the question. That's where we were going back to. We might need to review some of the policies. It's different if you actually have a meter that's sitting there on your vacant lot versus a lot that you don't even have a meter close to it, and you would then have to pay for an extension and pay to put in a meter to develop the property, but yet you're paying for a resource that you don't even use. And now if somebody were to come back and say, oh, well, I've been paying for this, why are you charging me X amounts, and now I'll tap into it when I've been paying for the use this whole time? So that's what we were talking about. That might be some of the cleanup that needs to be done on the back end for some of these properties. As well as some of the discussion was, if there are vacant lots, about maybe pulling the meters so the meters aren't just sitting in the ground degradating, and then somebody would have to purchase a new meter anyway to go in there when somebody starts back up on that house. So we might need to look at that as well to save some of that equipment and to not open that up. If there's somebody that's got a vacant lot or a vacant house, the meter just sitting in, if it's 5 years old, chances are that meter probably would not function correctly if somebody started to build or went to work on that.
Well, these are all into that house. Lots, though, right? You're not talking about vacant homes.
Correct. These ones are just vacant property that they don't even have a water meter on them, but they're being charged this fee.
Right.
So, and they have been paying their taxes at Caroline County. They haven't paid that water piece.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys, there's no more discussion, then can I get a motion to remove the properties from the tax sale? They're not getting, we're not giving them a waiver on what they owe. We are taking them off the tax sale list, though.
Make a motion to go ahead and waive all those vacant lots in the tax sale.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. And then we should probably dig up the ordinances that were that are causing these and deal with some of those just to make sure that everything is
right. I told him I'd get back with him. So are you going to talk to him or are you?
Well, I think Larry might have talked to him. Did you talk to him the other day?
Thursday.
Okay. When did you talk to him last?
Saturday.
This past Saturday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll reach out to him. I'll get with Larry and talk to him and let him know what we had done. We had a meeting with him and let him know what we were going to try to do. And I agree with him. I don't think he should be paying a $32 for something that's not even near his property that he's tapping into.
Okay.
So we'll catch up with him. Next is the discussion on the Lions Club memo of understanding / lease for the racquetball. Do you want to bring that up or do you want me to?
I can. So I was. No, that's okay. It is my understanding that the Lions Club wishes to lease the racquetball courts with the intention of putting a roof on it and turning it into some type of storage shed. So I took the existing lease that the Lions Club has with the town for the community building and kind of pared it down for use of just the racquetball court for storage. Is there a question? Am I hearing things? Okay. It is a 99-year lease, just like the community building. What I have drafted needs a little work just to further clarify the actual space and to define the racquetball courts. I didn't have time to look into all of that and figure that out, but it shouldn't be long. So basically, it has the lease of the racquetball courts and the community building, and the remaining Chambers Park property shall remain open and available to the public for public purposes. The term of the lease is 99 years. Rent is the amount of $1, which they shall pay prior to commencement of the term of the lease. The limitation of the use of the racquetball court is for a storage facility only. They're not to hold events there. They accept the premises as is. They agree to maintain and to the upkeep of the premises at their sole cost and expense. The insurance, it would be the same insurance, the commercial general liability. They release and indemnify the town for any and all injury. The town would continue to keep the racquetball court insured generally. I'm sure we already have it insured through Legit, so we would just keep it on the policy. The Lions Club would be responsible for obtaining personal property insurance on the contents of the property that would be within the storage unit. Utilities, they'd be responsible for payment of all utilities furnished to the racquetball court, if any. As of now, there aren't any. I don't foresee there being any, but that just keeps it in there in case there ever are. Lions Club reimbursed the town for taxes levied on that property. I don't know if this is something you want to discuss. I don't know if there's a way to take the racquetball court out of the Chambers Park property so that they... There isn't a tax.
We don't
because it's town-owned property and you're a tax-exempt entity, so we can ignore that one. The Lions Club will keep and maintain the racquetball court. Any work that they would do has to be in good order and repair, keep it neat, safe, and clean. They would surrender the racquetball court in broom clean condition at the end of the lease. Again, here they indemnify the town. And then the rest is just standard contract language. They do not have the right to sublease or assign the building, which is consistent with the lease that we have right now for the community building. So, I'm not sure if I've missed anything or
think so. I mean, I think that pretty much covered it. I mean, the plan is to put a roof on it and put a door in it and use it for storage. The only thing I think Wayne probably needs to check is that our insurance, if somebody were to break in there and do some damage to the Christmas stuff, that our insurance, that we would, that it would be covered with, you know, our lines.
Yeah,
the only part of it's going to be in there when you change light bulbs.
That's true. Somebody needs to do that. We can sit outside and change light bulbs.
So, I mean, if you all don't have any questions or major concerns, based on the terms that I've just run through, you can go ahead and approve this lease this evening to lease the racquetball court as is to the Lions Club for the purposes of a storage unit. I need to amend this lease agreement some just to, again, tailor so that it's specific to that property, and I need to revise the signature for the Lions Club, but all of those things are not substantive.
I make a motion that we go ahead and lease the building to the Lions Club for $1 for 99 years.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. I know the lease is for 99 years in the community building. It was like 2117, and I was like, who's going to be around 2117?
It won't be our problem.
I have to worry about renewing the lease. It's not my problem. All right, perfect. Next is the letter of support for the Soapbox Derby. So it looks like they are having it on the 23rd, the 5th, and the 6th?
No.
Oh.
23rd is a Sunday of May, it'd be a practice day.
Okay.
Yeah,
the actual race would be Sunday the 5th with the rain date of Sunday the 6th.
Saturday.
The 5th.
Okay.
Is the race with the rain date of the 6th. And this year, for whatever reason, the All-American Soapbox Derby is just asking every town who's holding one on their streets to send a letter of support.
Okay, so we have that ready to go. So so do we need to, like, specify out what the 23rd, the 5th, and the 6th are, or do we find just with what it says in there?
I can specify if you want.
I mean, if we don't have to, if they're not going to require it, then...
I don't think so.
I don't think they are. They just want something saying, I think...
We're allowed to use the streets.
We're allowed to use the streets with everything going on.
And it was May 23rd to the practice run?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, that goes right by my house, so...
There will be emergencies to happen when I can't have a phone.
Uh-oh.
Well, it'd be hard to call and say you left your phone.
After we just talked about it.
You got any ID?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be right back.
So, do we need a motion? Just a letter support. A motion to approve the letter. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the letter for the Soapbox Derby to use the town streets on May 23rd, June 5th, and June 6th?
I make a motion that we send the letter of support to allow the Soapbox Derby to use our streets May 23rd and June 5th and 6th. Oh. I have no memory. I apologize.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Can Chrissy just mail this, or do we need to give it?
I'm going to email it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Scan it, email. Perfect. Thank you. Excellent. Next, we have mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor.
All right.
Here we
go.
Oh,
no. I don't think we've made a decision on Jack's Lane, and I'm still getting calls on them people up there. So I'm going to make a motion, whether up or down, I make a motion we submit it to the insurance company to repair only what was damaged.
Can I get a second?
When you say only what was damaged, as opposed to going all the way around the whole trailer, you're talking just putting in the
just patching up
10-foot corner or whatever that was.
Yep.
And we're sure that we know what was damaged that day? I mean, we've assumed responsibility
yeah,
for that
There is a police report.
Okay. There was, because wasn't there some conversation about how the police were called, but there was no report filed?
I don't know if it was filed, but there were pictures taken.
Well, wouldn't that be part of, I mean, who would have those pictures if they're not part of a report?
I don't know who the first officer that arrived. I think it was Sergeant McNeil, but Officer Jeff Jackson might have went up and looked at it.
Okay. Because that was my, without a report, I felt a little hesitant to assume the responsibility for that, and but
I wouldn't swear that there was a report. Mm-hmm. I knew there were pictures taken.
Also,
second.
Okay.
But at least I can get them off my mind.
Right.
Well, I mean, if it's something that we're legitimately responsible for, the problem is stuff that we're not, that wasn't caused by us. We don't know what condition it was before it happened. You're just seeing what happened after the fact, and the problem is we don't know exactly what was caused by the snowplow. So therein lies the challenge of being responsible for what we did versus somebody just trying to get new stuff around the base of their trailer.
Is there a sense of the cost of this damage?
I think it's going to be minimal because it's just skirting.
Adrian, when I talked to him, seemed to think it would be minimal, but I don't know.
Okay, sort of like get your car fixed and, you think it's going to be $500 and it's $2,500, So.
Yeah. Of the trailers I looked at, none of the trailers themselves were damaged. Everything was just skirting.
And it's two of them, correct?
Three.
Is it three? I thought I'd seen four, but it could be three.
I was told originally four, but I only heard from three.
Okay.
So. I thought we only heard from two.
Well, I only heard from one.
So it's to cover, the motion is to cover the three.
Yes.
That were the claims were, if the skirting was damaged by snow from the snow removal from the plow.
Right.
Correct?
Only the damaged portion.
Only the damaged portion.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want to replace everything around.
Well, which...
Okay.
That's all our insurance will cover anyway, right? The damage that our employee caused.
Okay, so the motion is to cover the damaged skirting on the trailers from the snowplow removal.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, just for on those three trailers that we've heard from. Okay. There is a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes.
All right, then last but not least, and I've asked for 10 years, I'm going to do it one more time. That loop behind the Napa store, can I please get a trash can down there? And I'll put that in the form of a motion. I make a motion we install trash cans at the Nature Trail behind the Napa store.
Yeah, I don't think we need, but there, we should be able to stick one down there. We have trash cans.
You're talking about that second paved loop that goes back there?
Yeah.
There's none down there.
Yeah, we probably should have. There's a lot of people who go fishing down there.
Yeah, they could easily put one by that sign because they can back up and dump it.
Yeah.
If that, the parking
by the church
in
there.
The back way by the church, you can pull in right there and dump it. So there's, we can put that on the list to get one there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Councilman Sewell.
I mentioned before the meeting about updating the minutes on the town website. I guess that's, people have been looking. I have had a couple of phone calls about the overall appearance in town, of the town. Some of the things I could address, but the one gentleman talked about cars on lawns and trailers still parked on the streets and wanted to know if our town enforcement officer was still actually on the job. So, so that's there. And then the other, another individual, and this is sort of for you, Larry, he would like to see, this is a local business owner, he would like to see you do a little pounding the flesh, get out and meet the local businesses, and I'm just passing it along.
I'm fully inoculated. I'm happy to do it.
Well, and that's what I did bring up. I told him that you came on right at the birth of COVID, and it's been a wonky year, and, you know. So I get it. I told him I would pass it along. So, and that's all I have.
Councilman Phillips?
Yes. First of all, as far as the way town looks, is Public Works going to have time to weed the islands on Main Street anytime?
They started.
Yeah, they were.
They started today, because okay. That was on my docket tonight. They started today.
I didn't notice on my way into town, because over the weekend they were a headache looking mess out there on Main Street.
Yeah, they started today. That was on my list also.
And secondly, 300 Reliance Avenue is sold. Somebody's bought it, bringing 50 new jobs. Can anybody tell me what's going on so I don't have to find out stuff by people coming up and telling
on Facebook?
it is what we've discussed in the past. It's still that business's business to make their announcement, as far as I know. It's remember, we had two medical cannabis groups come and one fertilizer place, and it's not the fertilizer.
Well, it's a group by Frederick that's supposed to be up and running by the end of 2021 with 50 new jobs, according to the realtor who sold the business and putting it on his website to everybody who subscribes to his email. If Town Hall knows anything about it, things like that going on, I would like to know up front. I don't particularly like people knowing before I do, and I sit there, you know, and shake my head and tell them I don't have a clue what's going on, and suppose we're the ones that's running the town. Even if it's speculation, I would like to know something on that. I had a man come to me today with the email printed out. What do you know about this? A lot less than you do, because you got the email. I've not seen anything. So,
I heard 100 jobs. So,
according to the email from the realtor, it's starting out to be 50 jobs by 2021, by the end of 2021, agricultural production facility. So I was just curious. And you made a comment in one of your emails about Aquacon and a problem with surface water.
Yeah, this was apparently Aquacon put out a letter, basically a letter stating what the process was. I've not seen it. Folks who were out in the county were supposed to email it to me and haven't. And it speaks to some issues that they still have to do with MDE. Don't pertain to the town. One of the issues in that letter was the contact phone number for MDE goes to a general mailbox and nobody answers. So that again is right. Private corporation, private property. We don't proof. They don't ask us to proof their correspondence. So they just had questions about what the operation was, where it was going to be. I was able to share what it is that's already come through the town act functions, which is annexation, a map amendment, a zoning amendment, zoning text amendment. What MDE is going to require is on MDE, right. And some of this, frankly, they haven't even updated the town on, because again, we've not seen, outside of the stormwater management footprint, we've not seen a site plan for any of that, or a detailed engineering report really on anything. So that's what that's been about. I spent about 20 minutes on the phone with these folks, and as soon as they send me an email, telling me what's what, I bring it to
their engineers' attention. You said you talked to various people through the county about the problems. I was curious.
Yeah. And again, I think the county property owners are getting one set of information, because right now they're the ones who are proximate to it. The town functions are basically done at this point until they come for permitting. But right now, the immediate property owners are, county residents, not necessarily town residents.
Right.
Especially on the rip that they run Malvern Creek, the slopes up on Malvern Creek. So.
All right. That's it.
Thank you. All right. Councilman Marine.
Like a meeting you go to. mentioned about out there in the Tillman Trailer Park about the creek where the storm water boat runs through. That's still not fixed. I'm surprised that somebody hasn't ran through there and tore up something by now.
Chief actually said something to me today about pulling that or getting on it or something about it. I don't remember specifically.
And the next thing, this might be a sore subject. Back when we were talking about leasing vehicles, I think we discussed nothing to be shipped out to us until after the new budget was done. And here we've got three new vehicles sitting in town. How are we going to pay for them? Two police cars and a town public court.
So that truck might have been from the accident? Was that, what was that one? Was that one that?
That's one of the
Enterprise. Oh.
I thought all the lease vehicles were supposed to come in next fiscal year budget.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was April. I remember. I thought we made a motion for after the budget.
I have not looked back through any minutes or anything else, but I thought it was, we ordered them, we were told that when we had to order them when we did, so they would come and
fly off. Yeah, we had to order them so that they would be here in time.
For the budget.
But I thought everything was coming. I mean, I'm just worried about the, obviously me and Dave have talked, I was worried about the budget, and where's the police coming up with, what, 4 monthly payments, 6 monthly payments, however many will come out to be in this year's budget, I'm in.
Well, he did get the, he still took some of that money from the USDA grant that can be used to make his car payments.
That was the Durango.
Right, okay.
I was going to say he purchased the car
Durango.
With that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
No, he purchased, I thought he purchased a Ford with that.
No.
USDA money is used to purchase the Durango.
Durango,
oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll check, I guess, back to the minutes to see exactly when it was supposed to, when we were supposed to take possession. I remember having to order them in a timely fashion, so
yeah,
we can get them in a timely fashion.
I understood that part.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. But not making any payments until...
Because I thought the budget was already set.
Yeah.
Because we never did this till
way after the budget.
September?
Yeah, I think it was September.
So the budget was set before we ever did this to come up with all this extra money out of a budget that supposedly is stretched thin to start with.
All right, we'll take a look for minutes for that.
Yeah.
And one other thing. I know John, he has a sticker about cars parked in the vehicle or in their properties, not tagged, running. He goes across the bridge and just looks up to his left. There's four of them sitting there behind that first house.
Without tags?
Sorry,
not yet. Okay, so Larry and I had a conversation. We're going to try to figure out a way that I think we might either do like some kind of Google spreadsheet or something where if you guys find something that you can actually stick it on there and then John can make comments on it. Because it could be some of the stuff that I brought to him. He's like, I'm already working on that. It's in the queue. I've already sent 2 letters. But we don't know that because he doesn't send the entire Excel spreadsheet in his weekly report. So I think if he had something that you could pull up and look to say, oh, you know, whatever, 205 South Main or whatever, it's they've got the letter, they've been condemned, this is what's happening with it, it's in the courts kind of thing, then everybody knows what's going on with each property, and that we can follow up on and that he can make notes on. So if we see something, we can, you know, post it on there if it's already, if the address isn't on there. So we're going to work on a way where everybody can have access to whatever list he's working. So if somebody called you about a property, you could look up to say, oh, yeah, it's on the radar, it's on the list, it's in the courts, it's been kicked back from the court, whatever. 4 letters have been sent, whatever. It's in tax sale, whatever.
Is he getting out of the office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I got a hold of him about a guy putting a roof on. He didn't know anything about it. And it's hard to miss somebody with the roof.
Right.
Out of curiosity, what day of the week were you putting the roof on?
Just during the week.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like your neighbors.
There's a lot of work that goes on in this town on Saturday and Sunday when they know when he's not in town.
Yes, sir.
Well, so that might be another thing, too, is that everybody that applies for, that's part of the discussion for permits, if you could pull up, you know, on a Google Sheet or on the Google Drive who has applied for permits and who has a permit issued, you would know right away whether or not they have a permit or whether or not John needs to follow up with them on Monday.
And it's supposed to be posted?
It is.
Yes, it is supposed to be posted.
On the piece of property.
Yes, correct. It is supposed to be posted on the property. So
you ride by and you don't see one.
Right.
Which is what was going on near me. There was no post anywhere.
No, and that's where this house was up there by you.
It was his house.
No. That'll be getting rid of tomorrow, all the extra stuff.
I better not need one anytime soon.
That's fine with me.
Anything else, Councilman Murray? All right. I did want to say the center was starting to, I was getting, that was on my list to say tonight when I pulled out from the house. I was like, oh, yay, they're working on the stuff downtown in the garden. So I'm thinking we probably need to put some weed block down before any mulch or plantings go in. I know we weeded those and they had to do a lot with them last year, so I think it's probably time for some weed block in before the mulch goes down. And then... the trash, so I spent an hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday picking up trash between the fishing pier and my house along the waterway. I filled two, like, 40-pound chicken feed bags full of trash. Some of the trash was fairly large and substantial, and it was from two of the businesses right there where it clearly blows out of their dumpster because the lids aren't shut on the dumpsters. And the dumpster that I sent them a picture of was overflowing behind the one business. So I have asked them to see if there, I've asked John to see if there's an ordinance about the dumpster or who's dumping it or if they need to have it dumped more than once a week because if it's overflowing, every time I see it, it's overflowing and the lid is never shut on it. And as the, you know, as the wind comes through, it blows along and it collects all along the river. I picked up several, apparently we have a Bud Light tree that grows along the river, or a Natty Bow tree that grows 40-ounce Natty Bow cans, and giant Corona bottles as well that I picked up and threw in the trash. And it wasn't, the trash can down there wasn't full. I mean, I put stuff in my trash can after I filled the bags, and then I threw one or two things in that trash can, but... I mean, I know if when they dump the trash down there, if they can just give a cursory look to see what's laying around. I know part of that probably did come, obviously, the pictures that I sent you that had the business's name on it obviously came from the dumpster. They're pieces of trash. And like I said, we'll work with John to try to get a way that all of us have access to stuff that he's working on or what he has in the hopper so that everybody's in touch with that. But other than that, that's all I have. So I see the sign still has, like, the weather and the temperature. Do we know anything else about it?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
I'm having difficulty getting with the software company. I spent 45 minutes on hold to music the other day. I had to give in. So, and I got jammed up today and didn't get a chance to
call. No worries.
So.
At least it's on and
tomorrow
we have temperature and weather.
That's my priority.
Awesome. All right. If anybody doesn't have anything else, then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Thank you all. Have a good night.
I still think you guys deserve. I'm not the only one getting complaints.